And you may have already heard something about this in the state or national media. Governor Paula Page has issued an apology to the people of Maine for a threatening and obscenity-laden voicemail he left for a Democratic lawmaker. But LePage has also defended his right to be angry for assertions that he's racist and dismissed calls for his resignation. In the first of two reports today, Mal Leary explains how the drama that unfolded today has been building for months.
It was this past January when Governor LePage told a town meeting in Bridgeton about black drug dealers coming to Maine selling their heroin and impregnating white girls. At a similar meeting in North Berwick this week, LePage defended his assessment and revealed that he's been keeping a binder of news releases and photos of drug arrests across the state, which he says shows that most involve blacks and Hispanics.
90+% of those pictures in my book, and it's a three-ring binder, are black and Hispanic people.
Then on Thursday, as LePage faced mounting criticism from Democrats and others for what they say were his racially charged comments, he left this obscenity-laden voice message for one of his critics, Representative Drew Gattin of Westbrook.
Mr. Gattin, this is Governor Paul Richard LePage. I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist. I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a socialist cunt, I need you to, this freaking, I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you.
The voicemail was made public and denounced by legislative leaders of both parties. Democrats went further, calling for LePage to resign. The governor held a news conference and apologized for the language he used in the voicemail, saying that he lost his temper.
I'm not shying away from what I called him, because everything that came out of my mouth, everything I said to that man, is less insulting than being called a racist, in my mind.
LePage says he would consider apologizing to Gattin if Gattin apologizes to him for calling him a racist. At a Portland news conference, Gattin denied that he had ever made such a remark.
I didn't call the governor a racist. That's an awful thing to call somebody. I choose my words very carefully. I think his comments were racially charged and unhelpful, and I stand behind those comments, but I didn't call him a racist.
LePage also dismissed calls for his resignation. He told reporters that he would resign if Gattin and a list of other lawmakers from both parties that he declined to name would also resign and not seek re-election.
You're telling me that I need to resign because someone used the most vile word in the world in a person that's been discriminated against growing up, who's been kicked around by the Irish, by the Italians, because he was a poor French kid. And I'm going to resign out of that. No.
The governor insisted several times that the race of drug dealers does not matter to him, that he has just been citing the facts. According to FBI statistics for 2014, of the more than 1,200 people arrested in Maine for the sale and manufacture of drugs, about 14% were black. Portland police report a similar percentage. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Lee.